Angie Hossick had a good farm stay business pre-COVID. But that, of course, all came to an end as overseas tourists could no longer come. So, instead of face-to-face visits, she launched an Airbnb online experience, and it's going gangbusters. It's an initiative which was launched around the world by Airbnb online experiences via Zoom. There are about 200 now. And Angie Hossick has a 10-acre block just south of Rotorua. She is a primary school reading recovery teacher. And I asked her what she offers online.
We are offering a virtual tour of our little sheep farm to guests from all over the world, where we allow guests to come and meet our sheep, and they get to feed them, they get to learn about the breeding cycle, and I show them a little bit about the shearing process. And then we go into learning about fibre and making wool into yarn, basically.
Hang on. Yep. What do you mean they get to feed them?
So we go over and we meet some of our pet sheep who come right up to us, right up to the camera, and do all sorts of cheeky things, like try and shut the camera closed. And, we feed them. And then the guests are allowed to sort of, you know, ask questions about how we take care of our animals on the farm.
How many people can you do at one time?
Usually most of the experiences, including ours, are around 10, but we've just been offered the opportunity. Now I can do up to 100 guests at one time, and it generally takes about an hour to do that.
Good Lord. And yeah. All on Zoom?
Yeah. Zoom's the virtual platform that Airbnb Online is using, and it works really well. It's like a virtual conference between the guests. They can talk to each other if they're, you know, family and friends or corporate groups. It's pretty fun.
So if you get either 10 people or 100 people, they might be from all over the world, but they can still talk to each other?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did a 30th birthday party. Some of the guests were from living in Japan, but actually their guests who came were from the States and all over the world, actually. So they all met online with sheep.
They don't pay very much per session, but I suppose it all adds up, does it?
It does. I just did a session yesterday where I earned almost $400 for an hour. And, yeah, I had about 45 guests, corporate guests, who were using it as a corporate sort of bonding session, basically.
That's pretty good. That's better pay than a teacher gets, I'd guess.
It is, actually. It is good money. Yeah. And all that money goes back to our animals on the farm.
You have to be better than watching a YouTube video, right? Because people can watch a lot of stuff online now. So you have to value add all the time.
Yeah, so I use quite a bit of humour and quite a bit of farming knowledge. People are quite interested to learn how we care for the sheep, and especially the breeding cycle and seeing some of, you know, the babies and that sort of thing is quite exciting for people who have never been to a farm or to New Zealand or know anything much about sheep farming. Is typical for our guests from the States.
How many sheep have you got?
We have a family farm which has probably around about 85, and then our specialty wool sheep on this farm, I've only got about 30 of them. They're worth about $450 per sheep, so yeah. I don't have a lot of those ones yet, but I'm breeding the Corridales at the moment.
Are they, why? Because they produce very good wool, is that why they're so expensive?
Yes, that's right. They're half merino and they're crossed with Lincoln and other breeds, which gives them the second softest wool of any sheep.
So you got the family farm and then the small holding. And has the small holding always been a hobby? I don't mean to demean you, but is it a hobby farm?
It is a hobby farm, but my husband's family developed the Waikiki Valley. So they're a semi-historical family. They managed the Waikiki Valley for Lands and Survey. So that involved teaching the new farmers how to break the land in, distributing government resources to clear the land, basically, and help to establish and build the roads in that area. So my husband's got quite a lot of sheep farming knowledge. So we do actually farm the farm as if it were a farm. We produce our own winter food. Yeah, we do everything that big farms do, just on a smaller scale.
And you have got wool products that people can buy?
Yeah, I'm just in the process because at the end, everyone usually asks, you know, what can you sell?
Yeah.
So I'm just getting up and running Corridale and Possum wool products on a little Etsy stall to start with. But yeah, there's been quite a bit of demand for that as well.
Do you spin your own wool?
Yes, I do. I show people how to do that online. So we take it from the raw product. My husband's dad was a sheep shearer, so we go through the sheep shearing side and then show people how to process the wool from wash, dry, carding, and then spinning the wool into yarn and then show them some finished products as well.
I mean, I suppose you take it so much for granted that does it ever come as a surprise to you that some people are surprised that this goes on?
This has sort of only been... If you're meaning that these tours go on, is that
no,
what you mean?
Well, I'm sort of meaning, gosh, do people... I heard of somebody who never realised that wool came from sheep the other day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's really surprising how many people, both men, women and even children, who are really interested in the wool processing side and they've never seen it before and they had no idea how wool is produced. None whatsoever.
Did you have to audition for Airbnb online experience?
Yes, everyone who submits an experience does a submission, and once that's approved, then you go online and a panel just observes you doing it. And yeah, I had really great reviews from them and got approved to do it.
And I guess you can add to it all the time, can you? Or do you have to run it past the Airbnb panel?
No, I can modify it slightly, but I can't change it, you know, completely. It has to still be the basic structure of what I've demonstrated to them.
I read that the Airbnb, they've got over 200 now, right, online experiences. But
that's
some
great.
Of them they do reject. One was called My Experiences Watching My Cat.
I don't know why they rejected that
no,
one.
No, I can't even begin to imagine. Is this a forever project, Angie? I mean, people don't have to get on a plane anymore to have these experiences. Maybe they won't bother anymore.
Oh, I think they will, because most of the people at the end of this, which is one of the reasons I'm so passionate about it, is they say, what time of year should I come to New Zealand? Now I really want to come, or I've been planning on coming. Now this has given me the motivation to plan my trip, and I'm going to book something after this tour. So I don't think so. I think it's more of an incentive for many people to actually get on a plane when they can and come here.
So it's an appetizer rather than fulfilling their appetite.
I'd say most people are pretty keen to come here. There's a few that have been here before and want to come back again after coming, you know, and doing a virtual tour. So
I guess you could do both. You could have the face-to-face people back again, but still do the online experience?
Absolutely, yeah. We were doing the face-to-face ones and also offering accommodation. But definitely the virtual ones I'd like to continue doing. I think it's a nice opportunity for us to, you know, make people smile and advertise New Zealand so that when tourism does come back, you know, we've got some guests who are pretty keen to get on a plane and come here.
Is there a particular country, a particular nationality that you have more people from?
I trained as a Japanese language teacher originally, so I did my teaching degree in Japanese. So I do get quite a few Japanese, but predominantly it is people from the States at the moment, but I've had people from all over the world, America, Mexico, China, everywhere.
You'll be saving people's sanity when they're in lockdown.
Yeah, a lot of people are. They're saying, like, we've been stuck in lockdown in our country for 3-4 weeks. We're going insane. This is so good just for us to virtually feel like we're on the farm and connected with nature and animals.
Have you ever done a lockdown, an Airbnb online experience? You probably haven't got time.
Yeah, I did try to do one, but no, I haven't had a lot of time because I've been flat out with this for the last couple of months. I had 450 guests in my first week, so I was pretty blown away by how busy it got.
Wow. What did you try and do that you didn't quite get around to?
One of the ones I wanted to do was, there was a lady who was doing cheese making with her goats, so I thought that was pretty similar to mine. But I've had a few people who've come on who wanting to do their own experiences and just sort of try mine and then get a little bit of advice. So that's been good too. I think the more the merrier.
And that was Angie Hosick talking about her virtual Airbnb.